This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Welcome back.
Good morning.
To that same old place that we laughed about. Vinny's back, everybody.
Yeah.
He survived. He survived his... whatever it was.
whatever
took over your house, Vinny. We're glad to see that you're still alive.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. Walk us through it.
We're
going to need to hear all the gory details. We had, certainly there was plenty of speculation going on here.
That's how many times you're running to the bathroom.
Right.
You know what is, Wednesday night at about 7, I went,
I don't feel right.
Oh boy. And it came on fast. And so that made me know that it was what my lady had gotten and what my kid had. But they had been better for a week.
Right. I know. That's what we said. We're like, what the F?
So I really.
Usually that stuff, if it hits you, and plus, you know, you did sequester yourself in the clean room.
As I do. Right. I do tend to put myself first.
Right.
In situations like that, like, look, guys, sorry, I got a, sorry.
I got that gig.
What do you need, water? Here. I'll leave it at the door.
Right, it's outside
Count
the door. Knock,
100,
knock.
And then open the door.
And try not to, and hold your breath.
I got ways. You guys know that. But anyway, I don't know. It just hit me, and I was bummed, and I thought, okay, well, this can't be that. But then I waited, and that night I did not sleep, and I did not move. I swear... I just froze. I just was frozen.
If I don't move, I can keep it down.
I just breathed through my nose and did not move.
How long between feeling like, oh God, what is happening, and the actual barfing?
Well, let's just say it like this without being graphic, that within about 3 hours, I was pretty sure there was no work tomorrow. And then I was sick a lot less than you think in that respect. But I never get headaches.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, but I never get headaches.
That's so great.
But I had
I got a headache every day.
I don't understand that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had the all-time cruncher and the all-time body soreness and also that shiver thing that you just can't.
Oh, that's a full-on flu.
And then, you know, after about, I'd say... I could have come in Friday, like you and I exchanged texts, then I was like, I could pull this. I think your last words were, I do not want that. And I was
I do not want that.
None of us want that.
You know, I don't know what the...
It was a bummer.
Exchange rate on this.
No, I know. Well, listen, the fact that you got it a week later, I was just like, that seems lingering. I don't want any part of that.
Well, and I live in it.
Right.
So, I don't, you guys are fine.
But the bummer was, my niece came in on Friday.
Your niece is so hot.
She was looking pretty cute, too.
Her fiancé?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really hot, too.
Who's talking
Spencer?
About him?
Yeah, Spencer.
What about her? You seen her?
I saw her, but I was looking at him.
They sounded so good, though. They, you know, they were so, oh my God. And then I saw them at the show at Bottom of the Hill on Friday night, and they were just... They just were so good. They wanted to say to you, and Hooman was there, but they were just so grateful and super excited about doing the show and performing.
Oh, good.
Did they bring you up on stage?
Oh, God, no.
You didn't perform with them?
No.
Oh,
it was their night.
What? Why are you bringing the old lady up?
Right. Oh, hello. God, the old lady's four drinks in. Ubering home. Woo-hoo.
You had four drinks.
Oh my God, I had way more than four. But when they were on stage, I'd had four.
So the two drinks thing is over.
Well, look, I was having fun. So I didn't get to tell you guys
four?
This.
That's it?
I didn't get to tell you guys. But my sister-in-law, John's sister, and her husband flew in to surprise Julie, my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spent the whole weekend with them. And I'm actually bummed they didn't come in because Hooman would have had a field day with them. Hooman, you met Jim and Kathy.
Yeah, they're very charming, very grateful, humble, wonderful
very talkative.
People.
They literally, like, sometimes I'm like, okay, guys, 1 minute of silence. Just let's not talk for 1 minute.
Well, they're excited.
The husband's very excited.
Oh, he's so effusive. He's just.
What's that mean?
It just the enthusiasm is coming
ready
up.
Ready to go.
He never stops talking. They're great. They're just super
enthusiastic. They stayed at your house?
They did.
Oh.
Yeah. So we had a great weekend.
So they got to ride the new bed.
They did.
They're the first ones.
Oh, no. The bed hasn't even come yet because I changed my mind about something. And so
what'd you
change
your mind
about? They were on the old. Nothing. I just decided on something else.
Like what?
None of your beeswax.
Oh,
I called
man.
Ed and he made it happen
Poor
for me.
Ed.
It's actually coming today. I feel bad for them because they didn't get to be on the new bed. I didn't say anything to them about it, though, that they were missing out. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Was your contractor in the background laughing like, she changes her mind about everything.
No, I didn't say anything to him.
Oh.
I didn't say anything to anybody. John's like, where's the bed? I'm like, oh, I changed my mind about something.
Were the kids so excited that the parents were there?
The kids, so that was my kids' first time in a club because it was an all ages show.
Oh.
And they loved it. Like, the thing was, I figured, because my kids are total killjoys, that we were going to go and see the band. And
why
then
do you say that?
They're just killjoys. They're just teenagers that suck the joy out of everything.
Yeah, they're over
it. Everywhere we go, this sucks. We want to get out of here. That's not totally true, but they're, you know.
They bolt from the dinner table.
Well,
I mean, that's normal.
Right.
Oh, that on your visits, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
On other nights, they have to help us clean up, but we're like, go ahead, get out of here. But they were having so much fun, because I figured we'd watch Julie's band, because she did wind up opening. They weren't on at 11 o'clock. We thought they were headlining, but they weren't. So they were on at 9 o'clock, played for about 45 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, well, it was just perfect. And then
some openers get 20.
Sure. No,
or
they
even
had
15.
Nice seven or eight songs.
Right, two songs.
They
yeah.
played.
Out.
They had fun. And then I sort of was waiting for my kids to drag me out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't happening. They were having a ball.
Were they like moving around? Were you guys at
they
a
were.
Table?
They were. No, there were no tables. So it was, there's places you can lean, I guess, like on the side and stuff. But we were standing there. We enjoyed the show. And they were, and I, you know, was trying to not bum their trip. So I was just kind of side-eyeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were bopping and stuff. And then afterward, the band came out and we were, and it's, you know, it wasn't packed, but it was pretty crowded. And so they were talking to the kids in the band and we stayed through all three bands. Oh, yeah. We stayed much later than I would have probably. I would have gotten out of there early. But I'm like, I'm not bumming my kids' trip at all. This is their first time in a club. Plus, my my niece and nephew were having a ball and their parents were there. It's a big surprise. So it was awesome. And I was like, oh, man, this is the very beginning of their, like, I used to love hanging out in clubs. Loved it. It was so exciting when you're young and you're just like, oh my God, watching live music and just like the whole electric energy. And it was great. So then the kids came back to our house on Friday night too, Julie and Spencer. They ditched the rest of the band. And it was actually, his car had been broken into that night. And this window smashed. And
John, at the club?
At the club.
Oh,
I know.
Darn. Did he have stuff in there?
They had some backpacks in there. One of the band members lost like an iPad. And,
what
you know, all
what
their,
are they thinking?
They left their stuff in the car. They didn't know. Even though there was a huge sign on the outside of the club that said, don't leave anything in your car.
Right.
But look, I'm not in charge of that. So they came back to our house.
You have to learn, I guess.
Yeah,
That's the way.
And they both had to couch surf different couches.
Although often you'd think all the broken glass.
Yeah, littering the street would be your clue.
Hello.
Right.
There's spots out along the coast where there's broken glass everywhere in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's clear if you leave crap in your car, someone is going to drive up, smash and grab, and drive away,
right.
And your stuff's gone.
Gone. Yep. Never to be seen again.
So that's too bad.
Yeah.
Cold splash of water.
Right.
But that was my favorite stuff.
Right.
Oh, well, kid.
That was someone else's
Bless
favorite
you.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Pardon
Bless
me.
You. Or it's on Craigslist for you to buy back.
Yeah, you can buy back.
Too bad no there's not like a tracker on there.
I know. Well, I would think that the iPad would have some kind of...
Could.
Yeah. Mm.
Should we tell Vinny about the highlight of last week?
What was the highlight of last week?
Yeah. The day we were 0-3.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
On Thursday? No. Yeah, let's tell him.
Yeah, let's tell him. Hell yeah, let's tell him.
0-3 what?
So on Thursday, when you were out, Scott wanted to call in to promote his show. And so he hit both Yuzette and I up. And we're like, yeah, call it 8 o'clock. No, you know, no problem. And he... So we... Oh, no, at 8:30.
At 8:30.
So yeah. They had sort of like set the news down and, because Scott was going to be on for 5 minutes or whatever. And
so
then,
like, okay, well, that'll take up some time. We'll talk to Scott. We won't get totally prepared for a break.
So he doesn't call. He just doesn't call. And we're like texting him like, where the hell were you? What's going on?
Right now.
And I don't know how he mixed it up. He thought we wanted him to call on Friday.
Even though he was texting us that
Even
morning.
Though I said...
Call
today.
Us now. It was so stupid.
It was crystal clear.
And then we couldn't get a hold of him. We're like, oh my God, did he get in an accident? We started to worry because he wouldn't get back on the phone with us. So he doesn't call, even after we're saying, oh, Scott's going to call us any minute. And then Liam Maklum was supposed to do the movie review. It was that food documentary
movie.
Yeah,
I remember. It was promoted, and I remember seeing him trapping Yuzette out on the street, and I was like, oh, I'm driving by slowly, like, oh, that's too bad.
You didn't try to save me either.
He's a guy who begs to come on the show.
Yes!
Like, he's always looking for an angle to get on the show. We book him for the show. He's ready to go. She double checks it with him on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow.
Doesn't show up. Realizes
I'm
that
like,
he thought it was Friday.
Where are you? So we started the movie review. I'm like, well...
That's that.
I'm texting him. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought it was Friday. How could you?
How many times do I have to send you the message, see you tomorrow?
Yeah.
He's not, well, neither of these guys are new. Both of them are supposed
seasoned.
To be able to handle their business.
So he sent us like an I'm sorry basket on Friday, you know, just trying to.
Not Scott.
Not Scott.
No, not Scott. I know, not Scott. Trust me, there was not one second that I think that was Scott.
So that morning, you didn't show, and then Scott didn't show, and then Liam didn't show, so we were 0-3.
Oh, and then so Gretchen comes in, and Gretchen takes the place of Liam.
Oh, my God.
She was so funny. She said just a few words, but enough to be like,
It was very fancy, very compelling.
She didn't know anything about the movie, but
so
she's trying
funny.
To make up stuff.
So speaking of movie reviews,
yes, dear.
Okay,
we got plenty of time.
I read a book called "The Girl with All the Gifts" on Sarah's recommendation, like
a year ago.
It's longer than that,
is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's got to be longer than that because the movie's now come out.
Oh,
It's actually been out for. I watched it like 4 or 5 months ago, probably.
Yeah, I read the book a while ago, and I say this because. While watching the movie, and this is just, it just comes down to if you read a book, you're never going to like the movie nearly as much.
Yeah, the book is always, there's so much more in a book for your imagination. Like a movie, it's coming at you, you take it in, they have to cut it way down.
So much stuff was cut out that I just, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, no. Like, you liked it.
It was fine.
Oh.
I don't have high expectations for movies of books that I read. I always know going in, like they're going to do that remake of It and make it into I don't know how long it'll be because that is an epic tale. In fact, I think they did a miniseries about it at one point,
didn't they? Yeah.
So that had to be 10 hours or 8 hours or whatever, and they're going to make it of just a movie release. This is Stephen King's It about the scary clown, Pennywise the Clown. And isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Because there's a band, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it. That's
so
where I got it, probably.
I just know that that's going to be... So I just try to enjoy it for what it is, and knowing that they can't possibly hit all the good stuff that's in the book.
Yeah.
You didn't like it, though, huh? I liked it.
Nah.
I thought they did a pretty good job with it.
Yeah.
For what it was.
I was definitely... And everything that happened, I went, that's not right. That didn't happen.
Mm.
I don't remember how it did happen, but that didn't happen that way.
Right.
Especially the end. Was the end the same?
Yeah.
Was it?
I thought they... Well, yeah.
Okay.
I thought so.
All right.
I mean, it ends very bleakly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's that. It's... Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, yeah.
Good morning, Miss Justino.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you have to read the book. You should read, you guys. God. You miss it out. It's like such a joy in reading. Oi!
Such a joy in just kicking back and watching TV.
Such a joy going to parties and just hanging out.
Just 2 days of it, and I was less than
over it.
Less than a day of it, and I was like, I'm dying over here. I watched Doctor Strange. Did you like that?
Let me think.
I liked
the ending was good. I didn't love it. There's so much controversy around that film.
I like the Kate that liked him.
I like Benedict.
Yeah, he's great.
I didn't love it. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
You liked it. All right. It's good. Did you like it?
Yeah, if they never made that, I would not even have noticed.
He's a really important person for the Avengers, though.
As they set up, you could hear all the setups, and although we're going to do 5 more of these, get ready. I won't be there for that.
I watched Lion over the weekend.
What's that?
Oh,
that's the Dev Patel.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman plays his adoptive mother. He's little Sonny Pawar.
Did you give it your undivided attention?
Absolutely.
And
cried my eyes out. Yep. What a great story. That little kid.
He should have won Best Actor.
He was amazing.
I can't believe Harvey Weinstein dropped the ball on that.
It's horrible.
It's not bleak and horrible. It's actually...
It ends well.
Dude, it's a great story. Epic adventure story.
So he gets the girl in the end?
There's no girl, really.
The girl.
What? Hey, there's a girl, but she's totally... Yeah,
he doesn't get the girl.
He gets her.
He does get her.
Don't worry about it.
But the brother they adopted, I was like,
I know. I was like, John goes, they should have turned that kid around at the airport.
I know. They're like, that's not the one we ordered. Next. Send him back. Oh, man.
I don't understand.
So they adopted more than one kid from India.
It's this Australian family.
They get the young Saru. He's the Dev Patel character, and he's a delight. Like, the kid is so... I'm telling you.
Peppa.
Yeah, Peppa. He's so effing cute. And just so charming, and they love him, and they love him so much, they're like, we're getting another one. So they send for another orphan, or, you know, lost child,
we'll
whatever.
We'll call him orphan. It's 2017, you can say.
I don't know. And, because he wasn't an orphan. I mean, he was just lost.
Well, he was in an orphanage.
He was, because they couldn't find his mom, because he fell asleep on a train.
Oh, you get the whole thing. All right, so that would
happen. So anyway.
Spoiler
no
alert.
No spoiler. Believe me, the story is so great.
So they
get this next kid, and you just take one look at him, you go, oh.
Trouble?
That's not good.
He had,
and then
he had a lot.
Beating the hell out of himself.
Yeah, he has a lot of mental issues.
He beats himself up.
Yeah.
He's almost beyond help, and
his eyes are really dark and sunken in. Like, he looks like
trouble.
Yeah. As soon as you see him, you're like,
I know. And then they flash forward. You know, it's 20 years later, and these kids have grown up. And what's happened to the brother? And, you know, where Dev Patel's character's at?
How did Trouble turn out?
Not great.
Yeah,
still got
still
some problems.
Sunken eyes.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he get the girl?
Nope.
No. He was just trying to get through every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't quite as bad as you. Like, I thought, oh, God, that's a kid who's unreachable. But no, he's, you know. And it's based on a true story. I mean, that they all did live together and that this kid did have some problems.
Well, I saw that available for rent and thought bleak.
No,
you
not
seen
bleak.
It. You
actually,
seen
if
it.
Anything, kind of uplifting and a
really?
what an interesting story.
What an ad for Google Earth, huh?
Well, that's how he found his family.
I mean, you want to talk about the best product placement in any film? There it is.
Well, that's it is product placement for sure, but it's also how he did it, and it's so like we take Google Earth for granted, and 10 years ago. It really wasn't even hardly around. And now you walk down streets. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And what incredible technology we take for granted these days.
Every day.
And now we couldn't be later. How did this happen?
Yay.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know. Cannot shut up on this show. What should I do? Should I just play the song and then we'll come back with the word?
Yeah, just play the song.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Monday, everybody. The whole gang's here. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.